one of our special guests this afternoon. Tom Mitchell joins us now. Tom, great to have you on 3RW Football. Our topic has been today, and some historical, but also the present, about one of three things. Great games you went to, great games you could have gone to and chose not to, and great games you were there and left early. Now, you've been a player, so I doubt whether a couple of the categories suit. But first up, how did last Thursday rate with you, and have you got one to top it?
Yeah, well, firstly, thanks for having me, boys. I'm on debut on radio here today, so I'm looking forward to learning from the best in the business in you three. Thursday's game, it was crazy, wasn't it, having that deafening sort of sound after a game when you're not sure how to feel and there's sort of silence across the stadium. It was a weird feeling. To be honest, it felt like a loss a little bit. And Essendon probably felt the same way. They're very weird games to play in draws. So I know there's been a lot of opinions in terms of what should happen, whether they should play extra time or things like that. I think the draw has been the tradition, and I'd personally be happy to keep it that way for the home and away. And what was the other question? What was the best game I've been to?
You've actually been to. You might have watched it, could have gone to it and chose not to and regretted it, would be the other two. So rather than played. And also, too, the best one you've actually played in where you felt, this is insane what's happening. The opposition's up for it, we're up for it, whether it is at any of your clubs.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'll start with, so I was a huge Carlton fan growing up.
Yeah.
Walking into the ground today reminded me of, I haven't actually gone and spectated the game for a long time, so it reminded me of me when I was a little kid wearing a Carlton jersey, walking in. I remember going to the 1999 prelim against the Bombers. That's probably my earliest footy memory,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, can rub that one in. And the other one would be Jimmy was obviously involved in the, and sorry to bring this up, but my old man was working at Hawthorn at the time, so the 08 granny was one that stands out as well.
Yeah, we've got a final dagger through Tony's heart, Tom.
He's butted us both up.
I've thrown enough daggers earlier.
He's butted us both up and then just hit us with the sledgehammer, hasn't he? He just lends us in with the cheese.
I'm still getting therapy for the 99 preliminary final.
Can I just quickly ask, Roko and I are both keep the draw because that is actually a result, the element. I'm big on the draw actually affects the way players approach the game, and you played in one on Thursday. The element of the draw, does it actually impact the way you go about the game in the final minute or two?
Yeah, well, I think it does. You know, we obviously train late game scenarios, and we sort of talk about if the scores are level and what part of the field we're in, whether we play in attacking mode or whether we go into more defensive mode. So, for example, if you have a kick out, how aggressive do you want to be when the game's on the line? When it's a tie, do you want to go for the win? And I would say that we're a fairly attacking team. So in most situations, we play quite aggressive, but it's also about reading the momentum of the game and the translating games as to how you want to play. So you'll see teams throw their signs up late in quarters, and we're kind of dictated to what the coaches are calling above. We will look at the sign and obviously, depending on what part of the ground we're in, we'll go into a certain mode as well.
It's such a phenomenal strike rate you've got in the close finishes. And even that one, really, I mean, Elliot takes that mark and you probably win. Even when the actual bell went, like Moore kicked it into the centre, I think, did were you? Oh, no, you. No, sorry, you were off. Sorry.
You can throw the dagger back.
Yeah, that was a sore point.
He acted like he didn't know.
No, I seriously didn't. But is there something about your, like, final minute strategy that has made you so phenomenally successful? What's the secret to always seemingly ending up on the winning side with it?
Well, I think most teams would train late game scenarios. I think we're a very experienced group, so I would say we're quite predictable to each other. Late in games, you sort of know where your teammates are going to be. You know what you want to do with ball in hand. You know how you want to defend. So I would say with the experience, that probably helps, but you know, credit to Essendon on the weekend. You know, they clearly had their chances as well. Obviously, Langford had a super game, but he would kick that goal probably more often than not, and then we're on the back foot. So you need a little bit of luck on your hands, which we definitely had as well to get the draw.
Let's talk about you guys as a team, because it's you're sort of back on track to an extent, but it's not perhaps the premiership defence some of us were expecting. But overall, do you think it's been more of a personnel problem or more of an attitude problem?
Oh, it's definitely not an attitude problem. I think the guys have come back more motivated than ever. I think it just goes to show how tough the competition is. Like, there's no easy games. Every game is a tough one. And, you know, we like to always look at a glass half full approach. So after the game, Flyer said, you know, we all would have loved to win, clearly, but we've won 3.5 of our last four. So clearly we're doing some things well, and it's still very early in the season. There's a lot of footy to be played. So I know everyone wants to make headlines and and big calls early in the year, but there's still a lot of footy to be played, and we think we can keep finding ways to get better.
You don't need to be your absolute best at this time of year, but what is, you'd love a big RFI for the group? Like, we hear, I heard Nick Dacos in the media and calling the people, you know, we're getting our DNA back. What have you got back or getting back?
Yeah, we feel as though our pressure has really lifted. It probably started that game in Brisbane. We must have been 0-3 at the time. Our record wasn't great, but we felt as though we showed some of our best pressure. We feel as though we're a good pressure team at our best. And we showed, I think, the first half against Hawthorn, or that game against Hawthorn as well, that was the highest pressure game for the year across every game. So we've been a part of some big pressure games. And when we create that live game where we can apply pressure, it really suits the way we play.
How are you feeling about where you're at personally? I mean, there's always this, once a player hits the wrong side of 30, if you like, and he's part of a team that perhaps isn't going at 100%, you know, the vultures start circling. You got subbed out, you know, so people sort of put two and two together. Do you feel like you've got plenty left in the tank?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I feel as though my body's feeling good, and, you know, I feel as though I've been around the game and sort of understand it. And I think as you get a little bit older, and Jimmy would have experienced this as well, you take a more of a mature approach, and you know, it's far less about yourself. It's more about the team, how you can fit into that, play a role. And yeah, clearly, you know, there's going to be times where, you know, you may be managed or your form may fluctuate. But yeah, obviously wasn't probably personally my best game on the weekend, and probably a few of us weren't at our absolute best, but probably the 3 weeks prior to that were some of my best games I've played over the last 12 months. So that's, you know, that's also a forgotten point too, probably.